أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبدأ بأوعيتهم قبل وعاء أخيه ثم استخرجها من وعاء أخيه كذلك كدنا ليوسف ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله نرفع درجات من نشاء وفوق كل ذي علم عليم Sadaqallahul Azim. This is ayah number 76 of Surah Yusuf. Thus far the discussion, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had taken the goblet that was used by the king, placed it in the belongings of Binyamin, his brother, very secretly, and now it became known that this goblet that was used as the measure for grain is missing, and hence, because they were the ones that were closest to it, the search had begun. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam would have given an instruction, or he himself had begun with the possessions of the brothers before they searched the possessions of Binyamin. In other words, there are 11 of them, so the 10 brothers were first searched, their possessions, their belongings were searched, and now the last to be searched was Binyamin. Obviously, they knew it was, Yusuf alayhi salam knew it would be there, however, not to create any kind of suspicion, this system was created. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِي. Then it was retrieved from the sack, from the possession of Binyamin. Now Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفُ. That is how we revealed the plan for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which is very clear, that all of this was done under the instruction of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the wahi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted it to happen, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Had Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to keep his brother Binyamin back, then he could have not done it under Egyptian law, because Egyptian law was this, that if a person is caught stealing, number one, there would be corporal punishment. Number two, the thief will have to pay double the price of whatever he stole. But one could not enslave the thief. This could only be done under the law of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this broad plan for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that Binyamin, by the taqdeer of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, needed to be held back in Egypt. So he is now held back under the law of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the law of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala says that it was not possible for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to take his brother in the law of the king of Egypt, illa ayyasha Allah, but that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires, and hence this is the desire of Allah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed the way out for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Narfa'u darajati man nasha. Allah Ta'ala says that we elevate in status whomsoever we desire. Now one is the status that Allah Ta'ala grants a person insofar as the taqwa, the piety of a person is concerned. One is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants status to a person insofar as his knowledge is concerned. But here, where had all of this begun? It had begun by the jealousy of the brothers that they had for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They thought they could plan. And in their plan, they took Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and threw him into a well and separated him from his father. They sold him as a slave thereafter. So they thought they had planned and they thought they had superiority over Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. Now is the plan that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had chalked out, brought out through the instruction and the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So sometimes we may feel that we're doing things to people, we are winning, we may think that we have status today, we can do whatever. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes that scene, that wheel changes. Zulm and oppression will never last forever and ever. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has his own ways, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the way, and Allah ta'ala opens the road. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٌ. And above every knowledgeable person is a knowledgeable person. In other words, they will have a person that has knowledge, but above him, in other words, more than him, somebody else will have more knowledge, and then somebody else will have more depth in their knowledge, somebody will have more broadness in their knowledge, and like that, no person can feel that he is the know-it-all. Above everyone else then, and thereafter, is the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is the rahmah and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala wants to guide us through. Allah ta'ala appointed anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Through that anbiya, Allah ta'ala guided communities. In our case, Allah appointed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and through him Allah ta'ala revealed the Quran, and in this way we have this guide that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the very important lesson that we should always carry on, and we should lead our lives according to the huda of Allah and not our own hawa, not our own desires. May Allah ta'ala keep us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.